My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy. You say you want to go for a spin. The party's just begun. We'll let you in. You drive us wild. We'll drive you crazy.
We had a blast with you on Friday, the 5th birthday party for this show. Want to thank every single one of you who came to the Sam Adams Tap Room. I know that our queen of social media is hoping for some photos.
Yes, local legends with an S, GHS at gmail.com. I've received some so far, but I would love to get, you know, all the photos you have.
All right, yeah, if you were there on Friday celebrating the 5th birthday of this show, then we would love your photos so we can add them to the photo array that airs on the Twitch feed of this program. And thank you to those who are already up early and watching on Twitch or on YouTube. YouTube audience for this show growing rapidly.
All right.
I've noticed that there are a lot of people who have been watching the show on YouTube lately, so thank you for that. And of course, thank you for listening, whether you listen on any of the radio stations that we have assembled all over New England, or you stream this show at WEEI.com, or you listen on the Odyssey app. Wiggy is off today. He will be back tomorrow for day one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund radio telethon, which is happening at Fenway Park, as it always does. But we got some leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Two-part lead for me. Obviously, Team USA men's basketball taking gold. Unbelievable. Steph Curry going off for 24 in that gold medal game. Unbelievable. So France is probably feeling a little bit hurt. What's even worse is Steph Curry is hitting them where it hurts, their food. McDonald's has announced that they are going to take the curry sauce off of their menu for a 4-year minimum due to Steph Curry going off in the gold medal game.
What a petty move by McDonald's, by the French version of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, They're not doing it here.
No.
Over there.
Only over there. Huh. Their McDonald's France posted it on Instagram. So now, very interesting.
I got to tell you, not a fan of curry in general in food.
I don't like it.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't like a good Thai curry?
Not really, no.
Oh, it's so good.
No, I like the Thai peanut sauce, but I'm not a fan of the curry.
Yeah, I lean on your side a bit, Greg.
You do?
I would not go out of my way to get curry.
Yeah.
If I had to pick, I would pick the peanut sauce over curry, but yeah. I do like a curry sauce.
When I was in London, I found the best yellow Thai curry in the business. It was absolutely dynamite. Electric.
Who are you?
It was so good,
Greg.
Used
to sit down and be happy with a giant bag of French fries.
And a block
I still
of
would
cheese.
Be. Yeah, I still would be, but just because I like to experiment and try different varieties of foods, Greg.
Your mashed potatoes used to taste like fiberglass. Now you're looking for yellow curry in other parts of the world.
Well, it was funny. I walked into a pub in London, and we were trying to get some food, wanted a quick dinner before we went out for the evening. And so I asked the guy at the bar, I said, hey, what's the best stuff on your menu? He goes, well, our chefs are from Thailand, so the best thing we have on the menu is curry. And I said, sir, I will take one of your yellow curry. And it was amazing. Right. It was so good.
Did you say cheerio at the end?
Nope.
No, okay.
I did not.
All right.
I didn't say cheers.
That's good. Second part of my lead.
Yeah.
Douche move, LeBron James. I don't know if you saw this.
Yes.
After they won, they went out to celebrate. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch and on YouTube. A kid wants to take a photo with LeBron.
Like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, very young.
Whatever. Yeah.
And he berates him, says like, no, stop, stop, stop. No, you're not going to do that. And walks away. The poor kid and the kid from a different angle puts his hand on his heart like, okay, I'm so sorry.
What a jackass.
Yeah. Very, very
I mean, really,
douche move.
Like, are you kidding me? It's one kid. It's not like there's a group of them around and it would have led to some kind of stampede where people are trying to take selfies. It's one little kid. LeBron gets out of his SUV or whatever. There's one little kid there like, hey, please, Mr. James, may I have a photo? And he like, absolutely, Heisman's the kid.
Embarrasses the kid.
It's awful.
Yeah, and that restaurant that they went to, that is, like, the place where all the paparazzi are. People stand out there all day to see celebrities go in and out. So this poor kid is sitting there probably waiting for hours for Team USA to pull up. And for LeBron James to treat him like that, terrible, terrible look.
He's such a jackass. I'm sorry. Great basketball player, but such a jerk. Can anybody justify that? Is there any reason?
I mean, Wiggy would be right now. He'd be saying, how many kids does he have to take a photo with? We don't know what he was coming from. There is no defense of just literally the time it took him to go like this and Heisman him would have been the same time to take a photo.
Just lean in for a quick picture with a kid. Like, it would take you 5 seconds.
Not even. Just go, hey, okay, move
Courtney,
on.
Great, great Olympic wrap-up from you, lead-wise. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So we have major problems in America. We don't have to list them right now. But Delta is on the tip of the spear when it comes to fixing problems that need to be fixed. Their top DEI officer has announced that they will jettison ladies and gentlemen when the flight attendant greets passengers boarding Delta flights. Some people are offended by being referred to as a lady or a gentleman.
All right.
And
will they say guys and gals? Probably not.
Well, they're taking a hard look at things like our gatehouse and flight announcements. You know, we welcome ladies and gentlemen, and we've asked ourselves, is that as gender inclusive as we want it to be?
Okay.
You know, we're looking at some legacy language that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So when they land in Atlanta and they walk out, do they see bathrooms? Are there names on those bathrooms? It says men's, ladies, or women. I would say for Delta and every airline, before you worry about the words you use, which you've used for generations, I would worry about ensuring passengers have the ability to get where they want to go without witnessing a brawl or being forced to sleep on the ground of an airport because your flight's delayed 7 hours. I would just focus on that.
Yeah,
before
that
I
would
got
be
to
the first
point.
Thing you'd focus on.
But
yeah.
I, you know, yeah. call me crazy, but we do live in the dumbest time of human history.
Well, the way people are when traveling, maybe they should just say, "Good morning, savages. Have at it," and fight each other for the best seat, and we'll land when it's appropriate.
That's why I'm a big fan of the y'all, Greg. It just encompasses
like all
everyone.
Inclusive.
All inclusive.
Yeah, you do like y'all.
I do. It's just easy. It's
good
quick.
Morning, my neighbors. Yeah, inclusive.
Yes, good morning, my neighbors would be a way in which they could greet everybody.
But this is another thing.
On all Delta flights.
Would anybody notice it if they just stopped and they said good morning?
No.
So, like, instead of announcing that you're doing this, you could just shift it.
You could.
And people would just go on their merry way and never notice the difference.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Great lead.
Thank you.
There is an issue, apparently, on a beach in Canada. And with summer coming to an end, I hate saying that. Do we only have 2 weeks left until Labor Day?
Yes.
How sad is that?
Happened to
so I'm sure
best summer of my lifetime, by the way, here.
What do you mean
weather-wise?
Yeah. It has been an unbelievable summer. It's gorgeous out there today. Yesterday was beautiful.
Perfect. Last night, with the humidity left, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm sure you're trying to get beach time in. There is an issue that is so bad on one beach in Toronto that a politician felt the need to address it with the public. And apparently there is an issue when it comes to how many bathrooms there are at the beach. And I can't believe this, but people in Canada have been going to the bathroom. Number two is probably the best way to describe it. Digging a hole, going number two, and then covering it up on the beach in Canada.
That's disgusting.
What?
I mean, wouldn't you... we can hear from the politician. Wouldn't you just leave the beach area?
Oh, my God. Thank God you said that. And I thought you were going a different way and saying, what? Wouldn't you do like an aqua dump, which is equally as disgusting.
Aqua dump? I've never heard that before.
No, people that want to normalize aqua dumps need to go to jail.
Wait, do people want to normalize that?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes. I've heard so many people that are like, oh, yeah, very normal. No, that's not normal.
No, it's not.
No.
So this is Doug Ford, elected official from Toronto.
Wasn't that the old mayor's last name, the crazy guy?
Yes, it was. Here's what he had to say.
They don't have 100% proof, but we've given, by the way, we've given Wasaga Beach $1 million. They have no proof that people are pooping in the park, per se. I think people are respectful enough that... Folks, don't be pooping on the beach. Simple as that.
Oh,
it goes without saying, doesn't it?
And covering it up, like you don't know where you're walking.
Like, how lazy are people? Get in your car and drive to a gas station or something. If the bathrooms that are there are occupied, I mean, you're ruining the beach experience. Some poor child, like trying to build a sandcastle later on. I mean,
what point is this even past the like? No, you don't poop in the sand on a public beach. What is wrong with people? Could you imagine you're setting up your umbrella and you're looking to your right, and the guy's just dropping a deuce?
Oh,
yeah,
gross.
Like my mom, the late Susan Hill used to say, "You don't live in a barn." Like she used to say that to me. Shut the door. You don't live in a barn. And don't poop in the sand. She used to say that also. All right. Well, those are this morning's leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox fell to the Astros 10-2 yesterday, getting swept at home by Houston. A bad weekend that was made worse when Nesson's Hot Mike picked up Jarren Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. After the game, he did issue a statement that read, "During tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person."
Yeah, I mean, you would think Jarren Duran at this point is past the the point of responding to fans. I mean, it didn't seem like it was an egregious insult that was hurled in his direction. The fan apparently said something to the effect of, you need a tennis racket to hit the baseball.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that would be the thing that would send him over the edge. I mean, was an attack on his mom or his family or, no. I mean, I don't know. So is that it? Is there, do people expect the Red Sox to do more? Do they want some kind of suspension? Is that it? Did they apologize? And
The Red Sox released a statement as well. I think that this is probably it.
Okay.
Like he said, he's going to use this opportunity to, you know, work on himself, to educate himself and his teammates, and I hope he does so.
Okay.
The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. The closing ceremony took place yesterday at the Paris Games after both the U.S. men's basketball team and the women's soccer team both took gold. The U.S. won the Olympics with 126 total medals. They tied with China for gold with 40. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. So right here in Boston, 64 degrees, gorgeous day, little humidity, going to be a high approaching 80 with beautiful, abundant sunshine. But Greg, I have some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
You had a lovely Greg Hill Show golf tournament this past spring.
Yes.
On the island of Bermuda.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation.
And we spoke with every member of the tourism board on the show.
Yes.
And they couldn't have been more excited to have you there. Well, I think they may have buyer's remorse, because as of right now, Tropical Cyclone 5 at the National Hurricane Center has a cone of uncertainty. But dead in the middle of the projected track of what will eventually become Hurricane or Ernesto is the island of Bermuda.
No.
Oh.
Could be catastrophic.
Not,
if it does what some prognosticators and forecasters are predicting.
That is bad news. I hope they are battening down the hatches at the Swizzle Inn, Courtney.
I agree.
Your favorite place.
Truly. And if something happens to that island, I will be on the first flight over there
to help. Okay.
Because those people are the nicest people in the entire world.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yep.
They welcome, unlike some places, they welcome those who are visiting.
Yes.
In Bermuda. All right. Thoughts and prayers for them, Curtis.
So hopefully the Greg Hill jinx does not actually take down the beautiful island of Bermuda.
Let's hope not. All right, Curtis. Thank you. That's your weather. We will be back with They Said It, and we will certainly talk about when Gerard Mayo says big time, big money free agents will want to come to New England again.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Speaking of going to the bathroom in places where one shouldn't, great. Great call on Elton John this morning, Shine.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Greg.
That. That enraged Courtney, if I remember, that story about Elton in the bottle.
Well, and now there's copycat criminals who are doing the same thing.
Yes. Just wieners are popping out everywhere.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a crime to bring out your penis in the middle of a store.
Correct.
I mean, Courtney deserves to be dragged at times as I do, but this is a totally logical take.
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to walk into a store and see some guy peeing in a Powerade
and
bottle?
I don't care if it's Elton John.
Even if it was Sir Elton John, though?
I don't care if it's Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Wiggy is off today. Getting in yet another flex day as summer comes to an end. And I understand that. I mean, we get very busy when football season officially arrives. We will be 1 week from today, believe it or not, the very first Mayo Monday on this show from Gillette Stadium. So we're getting there, Curtis.
I can't wait for
football season.
But it's this duality. One is so great. Where it's paradoxical. You have the start of the football season, which we all love the most, with all due respect to other seasons. Nothing's better than a football Monday with Boomer and Mayo this year, and we got all the great guests. The weeks fly by.
Mm-hmm.
Saturdays, we have Bill O'Brien, who is going to take Boston College to a national championship before you know it.
Bill O'Brien's going to be on this show every week of the football season, I believe. Andy's joining us during the Jimmy Fund radio telethon, I think on Wednesday morning, right?
And we have a lot of people that complain that we don't give giveaways early in the show. We rarely have interviews early in the show, but Bill O'Brien will, I believe, be a little before 7 every week. So
awesome.
But so the greatness of football paired with the demise of summer.
Yeah.
And so it's even just driving in, everything's darker, and you're starting to feel it.
Yeah.
But I have to say, top 5 summer in my lifetime weather-wise in Boston.
Mm. Yeah, well, you would know.
Yeah.
You are the official weather smoke. You have extensive weather records.
I have.
I believe.
I keep them all digitized.
Right, well, they're somewhere in the cloud above us, as the vice president would refer to it. All right. Do you want to get to They Said It? Let's do that.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Sean, a lot was said over the weekend, and here is some of it up for discussion during They Said It. Where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, you mentioned already earlier in the show, and we've kind of talked about it a lot, that there's this notion across the NFL that guys don't want to come to New England because it's a mess, or they're unsure about the new coaching, or just there's a lot of question marks in New England. Well, Jerod Mayo was asked about that, you know, following the rumors about Brandon Ayuk, and this was his response yesterday.
Look, we're always trying to get better. I think Ayuk's still in San Fran right now, and some other teams, he can go to some other teams as well. What I will say is, look, when we start to win games, guys will want to come here. When we start to establish the culture, establish the roster, I think guys will be excited to come back.
Okay. When will that be? I mean, it's like a chicken egg kind of thing. I think you need some big money talent when it comes to weapons in order to start winning games. So I the culture part, I mean, the culture for the last 20 years was winning Super Bowls. That was the culture. So but maybe the new player needs a new kind of culture, and Jerod Mayo is just the kind of guy to do that.
But part and parcel with a new culture is maintaining the rule that everything is earned, that if you want to be the starting left tackle, you earn it. You know, David Andrews doesn't just wake up and become the starting center. So why are they handling the most important position without a competition? Which, it just seems so silly to me. Like, if you think Drake May can be ruined by having a legitimate quarterback battle that he may not win, then why are you using a third pick on him anyway?
Give him more credit. Like, give him more credit. If you're going to take him with that pick overall, right, then he should be able to handle the stressors that come along with it. And I think he can.
I agree.
I don't think he looked rattled during the preseason game. I thought he looked like mentally he was ready for that.
I think there is a competition. I mean, I don't know.
Seem very fair.
But Mike Reese seems to be indicating when you read that piece that they're going to bring him along the way. And Shime, you would know more about this than I. But the way they brought C.J. Stroud along last season,
which doesn't make sense to me, because we saw him play in the preseason game against the New England Patriots, and he looked horrendous.
Right.
He started week one of the NFL regular season. It's not like he sat for 4 weeks. So like that, there is a clear misconception there on how CJ Stroud was brought along. I don't think it was this real slow process where he came in 6 weeks into the NFL season.
And
started
I feel like, Sean, you might agree with me on this. The collaboration is another way of saying Jerod Mayo doesn't have final say. And so,
so who do you think does?
I think it's Elliot Wolf. I mean, it's
okay.
And the reason why.
So you believe this might be a Wolf thing?
Yeah, well, because how else does it make sense, Shime, right? So you have Elliot Wolf drafts him third overall.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. That's why I'm curious.
I'm saying, so he drafts him third overall. And if he stinks early on, that's not on Jerod Mayo. That's not on Alex Van Pelt, really, maybe slightly. It's really on Elliot Wolf, especially if other quarterbacks are performing better.
I think you make a really good point, too, because, like, Mayo was destined for this position. Kraft handpicked him. He knew ahead of time that Mayo was going to have this job. So even if Mayo struggles a little bit in the beginning, he'll keep his job. Whereas Elliot Wolf needs to have some sort of building blocks clearly identified and some success moving forward. Otherwise, his job could be, he could lose his job immediately. Like he was, they hemmed and hawed before they made him the actual like GM or whatever his official title is.
But it was the absolute right way to bring CJ Stroud along.
Whatever they did, yeah, but they also had Bobby Slowick, who came from the Kyle Shanahan tree, and that way of doing things is a lot different than what Alex Van Pelt is doing, I believe. So I'm curious to see how this goes. But CJ Stroud, you're right, has had excellent success. Already looks like he's ready to go for season number two. Tank Dell looks healthy. That team's going to be a wagon.
So you may get, you know, you have joint practices with the Eagles starting tomorrow. You've got the preseason game Thursday, and then you have one other preseason game. You may see minimal Drake May, and then week one, he's your starter.
That puts him at a disadvantage, though, doesn't it?
Did it put C.J. Stroud at a disadvantage?
No.
No?
I guess not, but I think they also limited the first 4 weeks of the regular season. If you go back and like look at C.J. Stroud, they didn't put him in a lot of bad situations. Like, he didn't throw an interception until, I want to say, week four or week five, because they weren't, he was taking sacks, he was throwing the ball away, he was kind of still learning, and I don't necessarily know that that's exactly the right way to do it. See, I think CJ Stroud is just really, really talented.
978 texter on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text us and text us anytime. Thank you when you do. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Says, I think they're scared of making a Mac Jones mistake.
What?
They didn't make a Mac Jones
mistake.
They made
the playoffs.
His rookie year, he made the playoffs. It was afterward that Bill screwed that up. And Mac played a role in it, too.
Mac, like, we should not treat every quarterback differently because of what happened with Mac Jones.
Right.
Like, Mac Jones is should be treated in a different bucket than any other guy that's given the opportunity to play in the NFL. Yeah. I think that that's become such a soft way to look at it.
I agree. And the other thing that's just so frustrating is what is most concerning about their approach with Drake May, for me, is that they are not building a team to win. They're trying to mitigate how bad they look. So, in other words, they're trying to get Brissett ready so that they have a run-heavy offense. Brissett throws limited. He's not going to embarrass himself for the team. They'll lose respectively. They're worried that Drake May gets in and looks awful, which would likely happen.
And then that destroys him mentally?
No, it destroys the people that picked him. It's people covering their own ass, which is like, we don't want to look bad. We knew how bad the offense looked last year. We're going to try and make it look like a better functioning
The number
system.
One job in the NFL is always maintain the job. Amen. That's it.
This is Tim from Long Meadow. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's
up? I just got a quick question. Does this have maybe nothing to do with Elliott Wolf or, well, Elliott Wolf definitely, but CJ Stroud or with Drake May, and everything to do with the offensive line? Is somebody somewhere with half a brain saying, whoever we put back there is going to get killed? No offensive line, no weapons.
Mm-hmm.
We got to.
I guess I would say that
maybe
it's a good
be.
Point, Tim. But the person that's behind not starting Drake May was also the person that could have improved the offensive line.
Yeah,
they're sitting there with $50 million of cap space. If you believe in that, they have plenty of money.
But maybe they can't. Back to what started this whole thing. Maybe they can't get a legit big money free agent offensive lineman to come to New England.
But then you just need to overpay for a guy. Like, even if he's slightly above average, you just need to overpay and pay him like he's
really
good.
They were willing to overpay for Ayuk.
Yeah, but clearly Ayuk,
he didn't want to come here.
Well, clearly Ayuk only wants to be in San Francisco, Greg,
like,
because
look,
Cleveland also had a deal in place. They gave him a good contract, and he said, no, I don't want to go there. And now he's talking to San Francisco again.
Yeah.
Like, clearly he just wanted to stay. I think there's... People complain about the offensive line, but like, if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, Drake May has to go in there anyway. So what are you thinking?
Same thing's going on right now with CeeDee Lamb, where everybody is suggesting if you're willing to overpay him and you're willing to give something up and you're New England, you can get him.
Yeah, I would be calling Jerry Jones yesterday. Absolutely, you should be calling. I don't know that Dallas is willing to make the move at this time because they're trying to win a Super Bowl as fast as possible, and trading arguably the best receiver in football would not help that.
And I would also say that getting it...
Well, they're at a point where their quarterback is calling the owner out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the owner said to talk about it now twice. He said, yeah, we're not all that concerned, and then had to clarify his statements and said, yeah, we miss CeeDee Lamb, but it's, you know, not a priority to sign him to a contract right this second.
And I would say that acquiring a tackle is a lot different than a wide receiver in terms of a wide receiver relies upon a good quarterback and is going to be more high maintenance than a tackle. I think the by and large, maybe Wiggy would correct me on this, offensive linemen are a little bit less selective about where they play. It's all about how much they get.
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, let's shift gears a little bit here. This is Trae Young and Paul George, who were... I'll use the word flabbergasted by Jason Tatum getting a DNP, more or less, at times in the Olympics. Here was Trae Young and Paul George.
You know what I'm saying? But we just got to sacrifice to win these games and go.
But JT can't be one of them.
But JT, I don't understand that. But
how is JT the odd man? No, that's what I don't understand.
First team All NBA, maybe?
He had to have been.
I think he was first team All
NBA.
I mean, who isn't flummoxed by it? It doesn't make any sense unless Steve Kerr has some sort of a personal gripe against him, which I don't know. They ran the score up. I mean, is he that kind of guy? That, I mean, it's the Olympics. Like, did he want to give, when you look at the older guys, Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry, did he want to give them their flowers now because he thinks that Jason Tatum is going to play in 2028? And so there's no legitimate explanation for it.
Like but you can do that with LeBron and Steph and Kevin Durant, but also still play Jason Tatum. He doesn't have to just be a non-factor just because you want to play the older guys and give them a chance in their final Olympics.
I would say the best case scenario, and I hope I'm reading into it accurately, Wick did not tell us who they're opening against. Yeah. I theorized after, because he brought up the Steve Kerr situation when discussing his excitement for opening night, which I think we find out next week. Please let it be Warriors Celtics.
Yeah, it would be great.
I want them to win by 50 again.
Phenomenal. It would be great.
I mean, I don't even think you could. Maybe they do a Christmas. That would be the other one. But I feel like opening night, there would be such a great buzz build up for that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Will the Fenway Sports Group own the Celtics at that point?
Ugh.
I pray no. I mean, I guess.
Why were they out on it, and now the reports are that they are in on it? Like, what happened in the last couple of weeks? Because we were speculating that maybe they'd be in. Then we were told Fenway Sports Group was not going to make a run to buy the Celtics. And now it's like, oh, could LeBron own the Celtics? It's like, what happened?
And I'm sorry, Greg. We love Wick. He was spectacular Friday, and he's been great at the job he holds.
I love what's the word I'm looking for? We didn't pay enough attention to the story he told about Joe Mazzulla denting the trophy.
Yeah.
I know. I thought about that.
And how it happened. But yes, anyway, yeah, he was great.
He was awesome Friday. If you missed it Friday, or maybe off on vacation, go check it out at our app on the Odyssey app. But he said, we talked, you and I, about would he be impacted by who he sells the team to?
Yeah.
And you said, you know, he just has to do what's right by his shareholders, and you might be right. But if he sells it to John Henry, there will be a backlash.
Yeah.
I believe. I mean, and not like a history-altering, legacy-changing backlash, but there is going to be people enraged. They're already enraged that he's even vying, that Henry is vying for the team.
Yeah.
He would own the globe and own half the professional teams in town.
Yeah.
And half the real estate around Fenway Park, or all of the real estate around Fenway Park. Yeah. I mean, it would be Ken's only defense of it, because Ken is contractually obligated to defend the Red Sox, was that
it's a local guy.
He said that they would definitely build a good arena because John Henry's done such a good job with Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, you have been against the outside, like, billionaires coming in and swooping in and buying the Celtics.
Yeah.
Would you also put John Henry in that category as a guy you wouldn't want to buy the Celtics? Like, because he's technically a local guy, seeing as he owns the team locally already.
I think they're spread too thin. They have so much going on. How can you focus? I want somebody who is an owner. I would love somebody local. I always advocate for Rob Hill, just because, and you'll get to hear him as you always do tomorrow, kicking off the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Whether it's Rob Hale or somebody who's local, who has an interest, who understands the city of Boston. If not that, then a billionaire who has only one sports franchise and then is going to focus on that one sports franchise.
So you want investment, not just with money, but with actual time and effort, like the sweat equity.
Well, yes.
I just think that, I know I'm a child when it comes to this, but I think it's a public trust when you own one of these teams in this town. And it would be so antithetical to how John Henry runs the Red Sox for him to be purchasing the Celtics, who are way over the luxury tax threshold in the NBA,
right,
that are full of high-priced superstar players. Like, all I can envision is him buying the team and then shredding payroll.
Anything else, Sean?
No, we can hit the break. Okay. I know we're up against it.
Okay, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Courtney has the news coming up on a day that Wiggy has flexed. He's getting up there. Who's the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to flex days?
Probably me.
Shime's there too.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I've taken like four.
Yeah, no, I think I'm up there.
Shime took some flex days.
I think Curtis is winning though. I couldn't tell you the last time Curtis took a day off.
Yeah.
I took the James's birthday. I'm gonna work through next week through Thursday, and then I'm off until post Labor Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, taking some time.
Jeez, that is an aggressive vacation. What is that, like 6 days?
6 days.
Are you going away?
No, just laying low.
I haven't even. I don't think I've taken 6 days at once.
What are you talking about? You just did like a week in Nantucket.
Plus a Friday.
With my children. Is a man,
is a man not allowed
to vacation with his children who he never sees?
Hey, we all deserve days off. And Curtis, I hope you have a great time having the days off. I decide to take, you know, a day here, a day there. So I think it seems like I'm taking more time. I just don't take a lump sum.
Yep, I got 2 days Saturdays. Next week, so.
Really?
Yep, I will be out Tuesday and Wednesday of next week.
Oh. Anything special planned?
I may be heading down the Cape for a couple days.
Nice.
Yes.
Going to get some saltwater taffy while you're there?
I may have to.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. Excellent. Are you going to have, do you have cheat days on your vacation?
Greg, you know, everything's okay in moderation as long as you're managing it properly.
You're in the maintenance phase.
I will say this, Shyam. I looked at Greg last night in that photo with KR.
With Karen Reed.
And Courtney. Uh-huh. Courtney was a star. Yeah, but
always.
Greg, you looked svelte.
Thank you, Curtis.
I was like, wait, is that Fabio?
I haven't announced it yet, but I'm coming at Shyam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You trying to lose more than me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna start look at that photo.
Yeah. As soon as
summer, like a Dolce and Gabbana ad.
As soon as summer is over. When are we going to talk about...
Look like you've been working out, Greg.
When are we going to talk about the dinner?
I'm ready when you are.
Maybe 8:20?
Sure.
It was stunning. The entire thing was just start to finish was...
And I don't want to speak for you. I was nervous going into it.
I know you were. You had a lot of anxiety.
Well, it just felt, I was like, I don't know. I don't want to overstep. I didn't know what the parameters would be if she was going to show up with a lawyer or have us sign an NDA. Like, I had no idea what I was walking into.
It was extraordinary.
Wide open.
Extraordinary.
So there was one person or thing that was stressed that we can get to later. I heard about during a break during the dinner that may not have actually even been at the dinner. There was stressful behavior at your apartment.
Big stressor during our time at the dinner about how long Greg and Lindsay had left Bullet at Home Alone.
Oh, God. You're lucky, or maybe you probably wish Wiggy was here.
Yes.
When I get to what happened with Bullet. I love Bullet. I love Bullet.
Uh-oh. But,
all right,
can you not leave him at home for a long period of time?
He eats things.
Do you not have a crate?
No, I don't put a dog in a crate. What kind of a person are you?
Well, when a dog eats things, you utilize a crate so that it doesn't eat things.
Harry loves his crate.
What are you like, Caesar Romero?
That's how you train a dog, yeah. Greg.
Shyam.
Henry doesn't need a crate because Henry doesn't eat things.
I refuse to take a dog that was near death in a kill shelter in Georgia and put them in a crate.
Fair. I get that.
You absolute savage.
Well, Pudge puts me in a crate.
we'll take a... You are getting right on my nerve.
What?
This morning.
You're just making
you
a
have,
suggestion.
You have deemed yourself to be an expert on everything with regard to how others should act.
All I know is...
I don't like the tone of your voice.
I hate judgmental people.
All I know
people.
Is Saturday, Lauren and I were very busy. Henry at home alone for 7 hours by himself. Came home. House was perfectly fine. Yeah. Greg, what do you think people did when they went to work?
7 hours? Why do you have a dog if you're going to leave him at home for 7 hours?
So nobody should have ever had dogs in existence when they went to work for a day and eight hours and went to the office?
So you guys can be selfish and satisfied, like be flitting all over the New England area.
It was one day.
7 hours?
7 hours?
That is cruel.
Henry
unusual.
Is a good boy.
Oh, yes, boy. He's a great boy.
I got to tell you something.
That is a douche move. I love you, Sean.
What?
I've never left Pudge for more than like 3 hours.
Did you? Well, yeah, but you work a job where you work 20 minutes
way
away.
Before, and... Pudge is old. I've had him for a long time.
No, I know. I'm saying like even when you were years ago, like when.
But yesterday wasn't a work day for you.
No, I know. But I'm just saying in general, like 7 hours is no longer than a work day. So what were people supposed to do with their dogs when they went to work?
They have time when the cubs in the middle of the day to walk them.
We will continue this debate.
What?
This is spiraling.
He was fine.
We'll continue it later. We'll get to Courtney in the news next.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... In this economy?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotion.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood
woman is recovering after part of a sign fell on her Saturday as she was walking in downtown Crossing. It happened around 2 p.m. The victim had to be taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But a part of a sign, middle of the day, just falls, hits this woman as she's just walking.
She's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, very lucky.
Giants, like a big sign.
Yep. Huh. We can hear from one resident, Lori Glazer, on BZ.
I think it's horrible, and I think that this area used to be so nice. I work down here, and they really need to maintain this area. It's sad that this is the best part of the city, and, you know, they really need to take care of it.
The best part of the city?
Yeah, well,
I mean, it depends on, you know, some of us are biased depending on where we live.
I would say there are several parts of Boston that I would recommend before downtown Crossing.
They could make downtown Crossing awesome, though.
They could.
They could, yeah. And it's just... Sad.
Well, when they're done with the bike lanes, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Governor Healey and I are working against the bike lanes. We are thought partners, as Courtney alluded to earlier.
Yes. One of the great political feuds of my lifetime ended on Friday. Curtis and the governor meeting privately for many minutes.
The thought partner.
And you are now her thought partner. I love it.
And how pathetic is Ken Lair that he's like surreptitiously taking pictures of me from behind a window?
I mean, it was interesting. It was interesting. It's like...
it's Big J journalism.
It's like, it really is.
It's like Reagan and Gorbachev when the two of them became friends.
I would have said like Mary Matlin and James Carville.
Right.
We do need to figure out a better system, and Ken is the best boss of all time, but we show up to road shows or any type of remote show that we do, and, you know, it's the same thing that we do every time. I get there, I start doing trending, working on news. No internet every time I walk in.
Okay, don't get me started on this. I understand it's an issue. But it completely ruins you for the entire day. And you can't... You are unable to function. This might be your generation, but we had an issue with the internet.
Right.
And you were unable to do anything else. I'm like, all right, well, maybe, like, let's just go over the news and maybe put notes in your phone. And you're like, well, I have no internet.
Well, I didn't.
And I'm like, well, you know, for a couple thousand years, people had no internet.
Well, I would have done it on pen and paper if you wanted, but I had no way of getting anything because I didn't have the news sheet either. Like, I had nothing. No way. And we go into these places over and over again.
Do you have your email on your phone?
Yes, and that's what I ended up doing while they figured out the internet. But they've been there for an hour before I get there, and there's no internet set up.
It is frustrating.
No, that's insane. No, it's a radio show, and we do the same thing every time.
You just have to overcome these
things.
And I do. They are just small little
roads. We did the show, didn't we?
They are speed bumps. Greg,
please.
Courtney should overcome it the first time it happens. There should not be an error repeater by those that have set up the broadcast.
It's every single time. And they look at me like I have 10 heads. I'm like, Ken, do you have the Wi-Fi password? He's like, no. Every single time. It happened when we were at Tipsy Seagull as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of find a way to get
it. Don't even get me started. Greg's saying you have to overcome it. I've overcome it at every single roadshow.
Right.
Every single one.
I don't know how you're supposed to do your job without the internet when she's doing the news and she has to save the documents.
And not everything's on the news sheet. Sometimes
fire up the fax machine.
You're insane.
That's the way
nobody has those anymore.
I mean, it was like an absolute. You would have thought
it really wasn't. Nobody else noticed except you, who turned your back to me for the remainder of the show.
You would have thought that somebody had kidnapped her mother or something. I mean, it was an absolute.
Okay,
nightmare.
Next time the call screener or your laptop's not working,
right.
I'm gonna say just overcome it.
All right. Honestly, though, is that? Do you really think that that's a big ask for Courtney to say when I arrive, I do
everything online during the show?
Well, it wasn't that they didn't have Wi-Fi. It was just that nobody knew what the password was.
No, but then there's plum cases that weren't set up. Like, there's a million ways for us to get an internet. It's just nobody does it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to argue with Courtney on this, but she is 1,000% right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Including all of the obstacles that were in
there. Not a lot of obstacles. It's just one thing I asked for. Literally right. one. Instead of Ken going to go get Greg's coffee, maybe we could get internet. Unbelievable.
All right. We have to take a break.
Oh, shucks.
Darn it. We'll get to the rest of the news coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would, I only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up and I walked?
Well, a woman is recovering after part of a sign fell on her Saturday as she was walking in downtown Crossing. It happened around 2 p.m. The victim had to be taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But a part of a sign, middle of the day, just falls, hits this woman as she's just walking.
She's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, very lucky.
Giants, like a big sign.
Yep. Huh. We can hear from one resident, Lori Glazer, on BZ.
I think it's horrible, and I think that this area used to be so nice. I work down here, and they really need to maintain this area. It's sad that this is the best part of the city, and, you know, they really need to take care of it.
Best part of the city?
Yeah, well,
I mean, it depends on, you know, some of us are biased depending on where we live.
I would say there are several parts of Boston that I would recommend before downtown Crossing.
They could make downtown Crossing awesome, though.
They could.
They could, yeah. And it's just... sad.
Well, when they're done with the bike lanes, they will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Governor Healey and I are working against the bike lanes. We are thought partners, too. Courtney alluded to earlier.
Yes. One of the great political feuds of my lifetime ended on Friday. Curtis and the governor meeting privately for many minutes.
The thought partner.
And you are now her thought partner. I love it.
And how pathetic is Ken Lair that he's like surreptitiously taking pictures of me from behind a window?
I mean, it was interesting. It was interesting. It's like...
it's Big J journalism.
It's like,
it really is.
It's like Reagan and Gorbachev,
right,
when the two of them became friends.
I would have said like Mary Matlin and James Carville.
Right.
We do need to figure out a better system, and Ken is the best boss of all time, but we show up to road shows or any type of remote show that we do, and, you know, it's the same thing that we do every time. I get there, I start doing trending, working on news. No internet every time I walk
okay.
in.
Okay, don't get me started on this. I understand it's an issue. But it completely ruins you for the entire day. And you can't...
It doesn't ruin me for the entire day, but it's like...
You are unable to function. This might be your generation, but we had an issue with the internet.
Right.
And you were unable to do anything else. I'm like, all right, well, maybe like let's just go over the news and maybe put notes in your phone. And you're like, well, I have no internet.
Well, I didn't.
And I'm like, well, you know, for a couple thousand years, people had no internet.
Well, I would have done it on pen and paper if you wanted, but I had no way of getting anything because I didn't have the news sheet either. Like, I had nothing. No way. And we go into these places over and over again.
Do you have your email on your phone?
Yes, and that's what I ended up doing while they figured out the internet. But they've been there for an hour before I get there, and there's no internet set up.
It is frustrating.
No, that's insane. No, it's a radio show, we do the same thing every time.
You just have to overcome these
things.
And I do. They are just small little
roads. We did the show, didn't we?
They are speed bumps.
Greg, please.
Courtney should overcome it the first time it happens. There should not be an error repeater by those that have set up the broadcast.
It's every single time. And they look at me like I have 10 heads. I'm like, Ken, do you have the Wi-Fi password? He's like, no. Every single time. It happened when we were at Tipsy Seagull as well.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of find a way to get
it. Don't even get me started. Greg's saying you have to overcome it. I've overcome it at every single roadshow.
Right.
Every single one.
I don't know how you're supposed to do your job without the internet when she's doing the news and she has to save the documents.
And not everything's on the news sheet. Sometimes
fire up the fax machine.
You're insane.
That's the way
nobody has those anymore.
I mean, it was like an absolute. You would have thought
it really wasn't. Nobody else noticed except you, who turned your back to me for the remainder of the show.
You would have thought that somebody had kidnapped her mother or something. I mean, it was an absolute.
Okay,
nightmare.
Next time the call screener or your laptop's not working,
right,
I'm gonna say just overcome it.
All right.
Honestly, though, is that? Do you really think that that's a big ask for Courtney to say
I do everything online during the show.
Well, it wasn't that they didn't have Wi-Fi. It was just that nobody knew what the password was.
No, but then there's plum cases that weren't set up. Like, there's a million ways for us to get an internet. It's just nobody does it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to argue with Courtney on this, but she is 1,000% right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
Including all of the obstacles that were in
there. Not a lot of obstacles. It's just one thing I asked for. Literally right. one. Instead of Ken going to go get Greg's coffee, maybe we could get internet. Unbelievable.
All right. We have to take a break.
Oh, shucks.
Darn it. We'll get to the rest of the news coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.